Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Why don't fish ever skip school? They might get caught.
Actually,
I like it.
Why did the farmer startup fail? They ran out of seed money.
Oh, that's terrible.
If you just read the bio for Dr. Steve, host of Weird Medicine on Sirius XM 103 and made popular by two really comedy shows, Opie and Anthony and Ron and Fez, you would have thought that this guy was a bit of, a clown.
Your show was better when you had medical questions. Hey!
I've got diphtheria crushing my esophagus. I've got Ebola virus dripping from my nose. I've got the leprosy of the heart valve, exacerbating my incredible woes. I want to take my brain out and blast it with the wave, an ultrasonic echographic and a pulsating shave. I want a magic pill for my ailments, the health equivalent of Citizen Kane. And if I don't get it now in the tablet, I think I'm doomed and I'll have to go insane. I want a requiem for my disease, so I'm paging Dr. Steve.
Dr. Steve!
It's Weird Medicine, the first and still only uncensored medical show in the history of broadcast radio, now a podcast. I'm Dr. Steve with my little pal, Dr. Scott, the traditional Chinese medical practitioner, who's not doing a very good job keeping the weirdo alternative medicine assholes at bay. Hello, Dr. Scott.
Hey, Dr. Steve.
This is a show for people who would never listen to a medical show on the radio or the internet. If you got a question you're embarrassed to take to your medical provider, if you can't find an answer anywhere else, give us a call at 347-766-4323. That's 347. Follow us on Twitter at Weird Medicine or at drscottwm. Visit our website at drsteve.com for podcasts, medical news, and stuff you can buy. Most importantly, we are not your medical providers. Take everything you hear with a grain of salt. Don't act on anything you hear on this show without talking over with your doctor, nurse practitioner, practical nurse, physician assistant, pharmacist, chiropractor, acupuncturist, yoga master, physical therapist, clinical laboratory scientist, registered dietitian, or whatever. All right. Boy, do we have a show for you today. Good God. Just stay tuned.
Lord, yeah.
It's a doozy. Yeah. Anyway, don't forget stuff.drsteve.com, stuff.drsteve.com for all of your shopping needs. Use it. Makes a huge difference in keeping Weird Medicine on the air. You might not want to anymore, but that's okay. It's going to get better, I promise. Check out our wine club at wine.drsteve.com, wine.drsteve.com. It's Naked Wines. You give them a little bit of money as seed money to keep the vintners going and have a steady income. But then when you order your wine, you get all that money back, plus you get gigantic discounts. Even at the best of time, I get it for 50% off. And then when I have my angel fund money in there. I bought $250 worth of wine for like $40 recently.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's cool.
So that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
And if you want to lose weight with me, do it. Do it. Noom.drsteve.com. Noom.drsteve.com. 20% off. 2 weeks free. Don't do it if you don't want to. It's a three-month program, not a thing for your life, and it's not a diet. It's a psychology program. Noom.drsteve.com. And don't forget Dr. Scott's website at simplyherbals.net. That's simplyherbals.net. So listen, I said last time, I started doing this show because it was fun, and we got to talk about dicks and nuts, and we got to hang out with Opie and Anthony, and we've met all these cool people. I mean, Bobby Kelly is Uncle Robert to my kids because of this show. So we're not going to quit doing it or anything, but we got to get it back to being fun again. And so I'm just telling everybody who's listening, who's sick of this topic, that this is the last show that we're going to discuss the Stacey DeLoach thing. It's been four shows and people are still calling in, and I don't blame you. I get it. On both sides, I got to tell you, Dr. Scott, it's been kind of evenly, you know, not unlike our country, evenly divided between people who are like, yeah, you know, I understand why Stacey did that, and other people saying, if you keep having him on, we're never going to listen again. So anyway, I do have some things about that, and there's several Stacey blowback calls. We'll talk about that. For those that don't know, Stacey DeLoach is a guy, maybe I shouldn't say his last name, but hell, he
too
said
late.
It. So, well, he said he it, and care, I have offered to erase the whole thing, and he said no. So anyway, this guy has been on the show a bunch. He was friends with Vic Henley, and he paid somebody to give him what he says is right. It's not a fake COVID card. It's just not a truthful COVID card. It's a true vaccine card, but he paid somebody to give it to him. So anyway, so there's a lot of controversy about that. And I don't mind some controversy. I mean, I'll stick my head out. Cancer's bad.
Mm-hmm.
You know, get it, Dr. Scott. I really stuck my neck out.
Yeah,
there. But anyway, but I'm not cool with this. Nobody is really cool with it. Everybody's tired of effing hearing about it. But I do want to say this one thing. Listen, everyone who listens to this show, if you listen enough, you know that I am not a namby-pamby pro-vaccine person in the sense that there are vaccines that I think are, you know, I don't see the evidence for, and I don't highly recommend them. Don't do anything because I said it, though. Mm-hmm. Talk to your provider, but I'm not a big fan of this varicella vaccine for a lot of reasons. Mm-hmm. But I will, and I also not some kind of, ivermectin, it hits the only way, and, you know, one of those people either. Mm-hmm. I got in trouble on Twitter because somebody, you know, was like, is there even science behind this ivermectin thing? I just answered him straight. Yeah, there is science behind it. Here's what it is.
Right.
You know, here are the moieties that are inhibited by ivermectin, and that's why people are studying it. There's 72 studies on clinicaltrials.gov. And then somebody got on there yelling at me because I was too pro-ivermectin. It's like, I was just answering a fucking question.
Right, yeah. Not picking a side, just giving some science.
Well, I'm picking a side of science. I'm interested in science. Yes, there is science behind it.
Yeah.
We are studying it. Do we have a double-blind, placebo-controlled, multi-center, randomized trial that shows statistically significant difference that's going to make a difference in this pandemic? No, we don't have that yet. But we will.
Yeah.
And when we do, if it's effective, maybe it's only effective in certain people or certain stages, then that's what we'll use it for.
Right.
Or maybe it won't be effective at all.
Right.
We don't know.
Yeah.
And I go to these sites where they say, well, there's 86% of studies show, you know, a 50% improvement. And it's like you go down all those studies and some of them are just articles from newspapers. They're not clinical trials. We need I'm going to say this one more time, mm-hmm. randomized, multi-center, you know, so that they're large enough
right.
in a diverse enough population. Double-blinded, placebo-controlled studies that show a statistically significant advantage to giving ivermectin or any other thing.
Anything. It can be anything, sure.
Vaccine, yeah. anything. Yeah. That's what we got to have. That's how we know things.
Yeah.
So when we have that, then we'll, you know, hell, I'll write the hell out of it.
Sure, sure.
But anyway.
But it can't be one person that got some ivermectin from his buddy.
No.
That's getting better.
And even a doctor who says, well, I gave it to 100 of my patients and all of them got better. I can give nothing to 100 of my patients.
And they might get better.
And they will get better. Most, you know, almost every cohort I have, because the ones that are, don't get better is, you know, is around 1 in 100.
Sure. Yep.
So you could flip a 100-sided coin, you know.
You could flip 100 times.
A, yeah, you could flip a, well, anyway.
We know, yeah.
You know what I'm saying.
I do, yeah. I think it's a pain in the ass.
Anyway.
Yep.
So, anyway, I will tell you guys this, and this is not science in the sense that I don't have the kind of data. This is my experience. Okay, so in that sense, it's anecdotal. But we have 282 people in the hospital right now, and we've got, and the average age has dropped. From the beginning of the pandemic, the average age was 75.
Yes.
All those people have gotten vaccinated.
Yes.
So what we're seeing now is the average age is right around 56.
Mm-hmm.
And you can go, and I had a nurse tell me the other day, we were in the ICU, and she goes, ventilator, 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 unvaccinated, 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 unvaccinated.
Yep.
So.
Simple math.
Well.
Yeah. I mean,
the vast majority of people who are getting in trouble with this, although the vast majority of people won't get in trouble with it.
Correct.
But the ones that do, the unlucky lottery, the minority of people who get really sick with this are almost overwhelmingly, well, no, they are overwhelmingly unvaccinated. Now, right. Do we have a few that are, well, I heard a guy had, you know, two shots of the vaccine, he still got sick and died. Yes, we will have those.
Yep, yep.
But but those are so rare that that's why we hear about them.
But even at that, the vast majority of the people that have the breakthrough cases do extremely well. They don't have all the side effects of the COVID, like the loss.
Yeah, give a shit about cases.
Yeah, yeah.
Don't tell me about cases. Tell me about hospitalizations and the rate.
Mm-hmm.
So what happens is if you have a very low hospitalization rate, let's say 1% of people who get, you know, have a symptomatic case.
Mm-hmm.
So if you have 100 cases, you'll get one person in the hospital.
Right.
But if you have 10,000, now you'll have 100. And if you have, 100,000, you'll have 1,000, you know. So we're dealing with the magic of large numbers right now because this version of the virus is so transmissible.
Mm-hmm.
It grabs on a little easier and it makes more copies of itself.
Mm-hmm.
So it can kiss my ass because I thought this was over and now it ain't over.
No.
And we're getting our asses kicked in the hospital. So if anybody, I can't even take you into the hospital to show you around now.
Mm-mm.
But if you think that this is not real, anyway, so I'm not telling y'all to do anything. Do what you got to do.
Sure.
I'm just I'm frustrated that this stupid virus has hijacked this show that we used to do. You know, rectal exam, prostate exams on celebrities, and do vodka tampons, and just talk about dicks and nuts. And I'm looking back at all of our
good stuff
at our phone calls. So today. Virus misinformation, vaccine versus COVID antibodies, vaccine question. Oh, testosterone and apnea. Good. Stacy blowback 2. Most successful vaccine, hot tubs and immunity. You know, nobody ever asked about immunity back in the beginning. So now I go back.
They wouldn't know whether pecker wasn't working.
Yeah. Well.
Hey, why's my pee-pee
not working? Go to 2012. Here we go. White bumps on base of penis. What diet should I do? When I come, I don't shoot. What to do with narcotics once you're dead. What the hell is that? Vitiligo. You know, it was more fun. Swamp ass. Super pubic fat pad.
I remember every one of these, I think.
Yeah. Well,
I do.
We did say the same one over and over again. Well, souse meat follow-up. We did a whole thing on crazy foods in the grocery store, including souse meat, one of my favorite of the shit meats. Souse meat is pig parts in gelatin with some seasoning like red peppers and stuff. And what they do, and if you look at the ingredients, it'll say pig snouts, pig lips, pig tails.
Oh, my gosh.
And I remember one time I picked up a pack of souse meat, and it's clear, kind of. It's gelatin.
Yeah.
And there was a circular piece with two circular other, you know, holes in the middle of it, and it was a perfect cross-section of a pig nose. Pig snout. They just sliced this poor pig snout, and then just threw it in the souse meat.
In there. Oh, gross. Oh, gross.
So anyway, you used to do all that stuff. It was fun. So yeah, we will get back to the fun. But this will be the last time we're going to talk about Stacy and his prevarication. He's the vaccine prevaricator. But anyway, so, all right, you ready to take some questions?
Let's do it, Dr. Steve.
12 minutes in, and so we've got a lot of them to do.
Good.
All right, here we go. Oh, for
Dr. Steve, longtime listener and very disappointed in your views on the vaccine and how effective they are.
Oh, really?
Not talking about the VAERS data and that type of stuff.
Okay, 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 okay. I'm in the mood to have a conversation with somebody. VAERS data... don't worry. Listen, VAERS data is the vaccine. It's, you know, adverse event. Anybody can post to that. You could post 100 things to that right now. So feel free. Go try it and see. What we're looking at or looking for is true risk versus benefit data. And the risk to not getting the vaccine. Well, okay. The risk of the vaccine is far overwhelmed by orders of magnitude to the benefit. You know, in other words, the benefit is much greater than the risk. And that has been study after study. If you don't, VAERS data, all that is it just alerts the government in case there's some trends. Like people that had the sagittal sinus thrombosis.
Mm-hmm.
There were, what we worked it out, it was about 1 in 1,000,000. There were 4 million doses given, and there were 4 cases, if I remember correctly.
I think it's close.
Yeah. I'd have to look it up again. I don't want to be wrong, but so I'm just, it was something like
it was
that.
Very close, yep.
And it worked out to about 4 a year, mm-hmm, if I remember. That's what it was. Mm-hmm. And
which is the normal.
That was the normal
occurrence of it anyway.
Thank you. The prevalence, the incidence of it in the general population. It worked out to about the same.
Yes, sir. Yes.
So, but they may have been alerted to that by VAERS. And that's the utility of VAERS. Otherwise, there's really no utility to it whatsoever. It's like the canary in the coal mine. If you see something, then that alerts the investigators, mm-hmm, to look further and see if they see anything there. But you got to do it with real data, not just self-reported stuff. Go to VAERS right now and see if you can upload an adverse
reaction or something
thing right now yourself.
Yep.
Just do it. Yeah, and see you can do it. All right. So I'm not impressed by that. But anyway, go on with the next. And listen, what have I told you? I'm just telling you what the data shows.
Mm-hmm.
It's up to you whether you get the vaccine.
Mm-hmm.
But I am, I'm just telling you, the people, if you don't get the vaccine, most of you will do just fine.
Yes.
I've said that from the beginning. Yep. Most people won't get this, and the ones that do, most of them won't die. But if you want to reduce your risk, and we talk about that all the time on this show, you can't prevent yourself from dying.
Mm-mm.
But by quitting smoking, you do reduce the risk of dying sooner.
Prematurely, sure.
And so it's all about risk mitigation. So if you don't want to mitigate your risk, that's up to you. And those out there that are scared of the virus and the vaccine, just stay home.
Sure.
Let the rest of us do our thing, though.
Yep. Yep. And know. And if you need to go out, at least wear a mask and not bitch about it. At least
because
if
you're unvaccinated, you may be infected.
Sure.
That's the only to me. Just we got to remember that masks don't prevent you from getting sick. They reduce transmission by a small percentage.
Yeah, not 100%.
But it's enough.
Yeah, at least helps.
I just checked the R-sub-T. You know, I don't want to go through R-sub-T again and again and again. But there's you can go to our website that says COVID data sites. And go to drsteve.com. Go to that. And the top one is the new version of RT.live.
Mm-hmm.
And what they have is R-sub-T, which is the number of people that one person infects in the normal population. Even with this Delta virus, it's like 1.1 to, you know, 1 to 1.1, 1.2 in most of the country.
Okay.
Which is in that area mm-hmm. where it's so low that masking actually can have an effect.
Yeah.
So you can mask. I'm not saying mask mandates. What I'm saying is that if you listen to me, listen how fucking mad I am.
I know it's ridiculous. Breathe, grasshopper.
And I'm not mad at anybody. No. I'm mad at the virus. So yep. y'all don't get the wrong idea that I'm yelling at you. I'm not. But if you have an R sub T of 1 to 1.1, then wearing masks, even if it fails 90% of the time to reduce transmission, if people did it, it would reduce transmission enough, that 10%, to drive you below 1,
sure.
and then your cases will start to decline, mm-hmm. which is what we want right now.
That's all we're asking
okay.
for.
Anyway, all right, so, yep. and in VAERS, it's useful, doesn't tell me anything.
I absolutely will not get the vaccine as long as I can avoid it.
Okay, then don't. Yeah. Dude, yeah. That's your choice right now. Now, if your employer mandates it, now you're going to have to
make a decision.
You going to stand up mm-hmm. and say, I don't want to do this, and here's my reasons why, because I'm concerned. Let me give you I will even give you the argument to use. I'm concerned about antibody-dependent enhancement.
Mm-hmm.
Go back. I keep saying, hey, we've talked about this 1,000 times because we have. That's the one concern that I actually have some interest in.
Yep.
We haven't seen any. We vaccinated. How many people have been vaccinated now? Let's ask Echo.
Yeah.
Echo, how many people in the world have had the COVID vaccine?
This might answer your question. Tennessee is in the final phase of the COVID-19 vaccine
Echo,
rollout.
Echo, stop. Can you just look it up?
I will.
Anyway, she's dumb.
But what you're talking about is if your employer.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Well,
yeah.
Anyway, we've vaccinated about 2 billion people. There have been 2 billion doses, and we have not seen antibody-dependent enhancement yet. And that's where when you are re-exposed to a similar pathogen that the antibodies actually increase your risk of having a bad outcome. And they saw that in coronavirus vaccines in cats, but they were actually creating a different part of the coronavirus body. They weren't just doing the spike protein, and that may have had some input in this or impact on this. So, but that would be the reason. But are you going to stand up and say, I'm not doing it, or are you just going to go ahead and get it now that it's FDA approved and your employer is demanding it of you? That's a choice you got to make for yourself. I'm not telling you to get a vaccine. I'm telling you what I see out there is that all the people that I'm taking care of right now, with very few exceptions, are the unvaccinated.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I agree. Me too. I'm the same. I got the same vocal crutch, dude. Don't worry about it.
Just would like to hear your opinions about, you know, the over 12,000 people have died when.
Yeah, okay. 12,000. I don't even know that that's true. Let's just say that is true.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so how many have we prevented from dying? See, it's hard to prove a
sure.
negative.
Yep.
But what I can tell you is that in. You know, after we got the first push of vaccinations, the people who in this area, okay, so Tennessee's got very low
vaccination
rate. It's like 30 something to 40%, 30 to 40%.
But in the vulnerable population,
I'll say
it's crazy high. When we first,
I was gonna say it's very misleading, but
when this thing first started, we were seeing 60, 70, and 80-year-olds on the vent and just dying right and left.
Yes. Yep.
And it was horrendous. And after the first push of the vaccine, after about 4 to 6 weeks, all of a sudden, now the average age of the people that are being admitted are in their 50s and they're almost all unvaccinated. So, dude, that's all I can tell you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, let's look at, I'll look this up, deaths from COVID vaccine, and let's just see here, because I'm sure there have been some.
Of course.
We know that those people with the sagittal sinus thrombosis died. Whether that was related to the vaccine, though, is in question, because the incidence of that was very similar to the regular population.
Mm. And may I show you real quick what I was 5 billion doses have been given.
Shit, really?
Almost 2 billion completely, completely vaccinated.
Okay.
2
right.
billion. That's a big number.
Yep. Anaphylaxis is rare. 2 to 5 million people per million vaccinated in the United States. Severe allergic reactions. 2 to 5 people per million. Okay, the thrombosis and thrombocytopenia syndrome after Johnson & Johnson's vaccine was rare. 14 million doses were given, and they had 44 confirmed reports. And that was women younger than 50, and 2 confirmed cases were so they've only had 2 confirmed cases following mRNA vaccine, and that was Moderna, and that was reported to VAERS, and that was after 346 million doses.
Mm-hmm.
So they believe that those were sporadic and not related to the vaccine.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know where this 12,000 people died. I know there have been a lot of people have gotten really sick. There was myocarditis and pericarditis. As of August 18th, the VAERS received 1,300 reports of myocarditis or pericarditis. That's inflammation of the heart among people ages 30 and younger who received the COVID-19 vaccine. But of the, you know, my understanding is the vast majority of those people recovered. Okay, here we go. Reports of death after COVID-19 vaccination are rare. More than 363 million doses of COVID-19 vaccines were administered in the United States from December 14th through August 23rd. During this time, and this is VAERS data, this isn't any of this confirmed, received 6,000 reports of death, and that ends up being 0.0019% among people who received a COVID-19 vaccine. Now, they have to report any death after COVID-19 vaccine. Mm. So if they had a heart attack or had a car wreck, that gets reported.
Mm.
Just reports of adverse events to the VAERS, including deaths, doesn't mean that the vaccine caused the health problem. So they're looking at this stuff, and they said recent reports indicate a plausible causal relationship between the J&J Janssen vaccine and that TTS, even though that is exceedingly rare.
Mm-hmm.
But it did cause some people to die. But I don't see where this 12,000 number is coming from, unless it's over the whole world, and that's possible, because, hell, you give 5 billion of something, 12,000 bad things surely going to happen.
Yes, one would think. And you hate it for those 12,000.
Oh, God, of course.
But I mean, if you gave that guy 5 billion, the odds of 5 billion to 12,
I'm
pretty sure he'd take it. Of course, he might not. He might say that.
You mean if I gave him those odds and said, these are the odds that you will lose if you go to Vegas?
Yep.
Yeah, all of us would bet every single penny we had.
Most of us. There may be people like this gentleman that say it's a hoax.
Well, they're just very risk adverse.
Yeah, which is okay.
And that's
fine. Yep.
But this is, to me, kind of, and people can argue with me about it, kind of like saying I'm not going to wear my seatbelt because if I get in a wreck, I don't want to be trapped in my car.
Right.
Knowing that if you're in a wreck and you get thrown from the car, you got a 50% chance of dying, whereas they've estimated your risk of dying from being trapped in your car if you wear your seatbelts, about one in a million accidents, not one in a million people, but one in a million, you know, severe accidents. So anyway, so there you go, dude. I don't know what to tell you. I'm sorry you're disappointed. I think my approach to this vaccine thing is pretty balanced. It's science-based. You know, I think there's a lot of bad information out there on both sides.
Yes.
And there shouldn't be any sides. Uh-oh. That's the thing. There should just be one side, and that's human beings helping human beings, and that we're all on the same side. But apparently there's effing sides in this. But I hear misinformation from the, you know, from both sides of the crazy, you know, lockdown people, and then the crazy, you know, when I don't even want to say they're crazy. The lockdown people are crazy. But when you're talking about putting small businesses out of business yet again, I'm not cool with that.
No.
We can mitigate this,
and
without,
we can work together to figure out a
better
way.
Thank you, Dr. Scott. Yeah. Good God.
Bill?
Oops. Oh, wait. What?
Give yourself a bill.
Instead of working against each other and rooting against things like ivermectin, rooting against it.
Let's hope it works. Let's hope it helps. I mean, that would be wonderful.
For God's sake, I hope.
I mean, that'd be wonderful.
I mean, I would love it if acupuncture cured this thing.
Oh, me too.
God, it'd be the best thing for you. But
I could retire for weird medicine.
God, you sure could. But, you know, I'm rooting for anything to work because I'm effing sick of this.
Yep.
My wife is sick of it. She's miserable. She's out on the road. They're not calling her out of the road yet, even though a lot of the offices are closed. And, you know, it's just, it's not a fun time. All right. Very good. Excellent call, though. I'm happy to address those things. Let me see if you had anything else.
During the H1N1 system, they pulled the virus when 50 people died.
Now what now? I don't know what he's saying there, but the H1N1, it had a death rate of around 0.1%. This one we thought was 3, which was horrifying. Mm-hmm. Just imagine if we had an Ebola that transmit easily among people,
God.
And you've got 90% mortality. That's dang I Am Legend type stuff, or The Stand right there. Fortunately, it just doesn't work that way, you know, knock on wood, but... the H1N1, I agree with you. Nobody did anything. Mm-hmm. And we had two people, one that was a friend of the show who died. Mm-hmm. We had a bunch of people in the hospital then that died from H1N1. It was a true pandemic, and nothing was done. Mm-hmm. And then our buddy Richard David Smith, the CEO of Hyperphysics, check out Hyper, FIZZICS. On the interwebs, they make a energy drink for nerds. But he almost died. Mm-hmm. I mean, well, he was on the vent. To me, that's almost dying.
Yes.
Of a virus. So, anyway. All right. Whew.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Did you look up vaccine versus COVID natural antibodies by any chance?
No, not yet.
Okay. Will you do that? Because that's the next question after this one. Let's see.
Hi, Dr. Steve. This is Samantha from Pennsylvania. I was just wondering, I was prior service, and I went over to Qatar, was vaccinated for everything, and including SARS.
Okay.
So I was wondering... if that would cover
MERS,
not getting the vaccine, like if that would be a good enough excuse for not getting it, or if there's something I'm just not aware of.
Yeah,
thank
gosh,
you for your time.
That's an excellent question, and you're going to need to ask, you know, your infectious disease specialist, because if you were I didn't realize they had a vaccine for the original SARS. Let me just see SARS vaccine. I'm I'm out of the loop on that one there. Are you aware of that?
Mm-hmm.
Nope. I didn't think they ever got that far.
That neither.
So I'm wondering, okay, could a vaccine against SARS prevent COVID-19? Let me see. You got me on that one. I don't know the answer. I'm not aware that there is a SARS vaccine. Now, they may have given you SARS-CoV-2 vaccine, which is COVID-19, and because this is a SARS virus, severe acute respiratory syndrome virus. And so I wonder if that's what they gave you. But the virologists that are listening, I'm sure there's tons of those are all yelling at the radio right now. But I'm just doing a quick search on that. I don't see anything about SARS vaccine. Now, here's an interesting thing. What they found was that the COVID-19 vaccine actually unlocked enhanced immunity in former SARS patients in Asia. That's pretty cool. Now, you don't want antibody-dependent enhancement. That you don't want. But apparently they had an enhanced immune response because they had already seen a virus that was close to this one. That's kind of interesting.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Okie dokie. Sorry, I don't have a better answer for you than that. But just look at your card and see. If you want to send it to me, go to drsteve.com and click contact and send your vaccine card to me, and I'll look at it and see if I can dope something out. All right. Here, let's do some Stacy blowback. Let's get this out of the way.
Hi, Dr. Steve. This is Mike from Ohio.
Hey, Mike.
I just want to say, when I hear people speak about their wealth, how tough they are, or rationalize an unacceptable decision, my bullshit meter goes off.
Well, unacceptable to you. Obviously, it's acceptable to them. But anyway.
Stacy the Roach is full of shit. It appears he's chosen to model himself after Trump the liar.
Okay. Now I see where this guy's coming. Why do we have to bring the former president into this? This isn't a political thing. I mean, maybe it is. You don't know. Stacy could be, he could be one of them lefties. You just don't know. Anyway,
I don't think so.
Well, you don't know. We never brought it up. But anyway. I like how he said he's full of shit, though.
Oh, that's true. Because he is right.
He's saying what I couldn't say. Here, let's see.
Hey, Dr. Steve.
Hey, man.
It's your buddy, Pat.
Hey, Pat.
Jim from Massachusetts.
Oh, Jim. Pat Jim.
I'm not going to yell this time.
Okay, thank you.
I listened to your show.
Good.
The most recent one with your buddy, Stace. Wow. That's all I can say.
Well, that's what we were saying. And people were like, well, what, you know, and why'd you keep him in the studio? It's like, well, number one, he's our friend.
And number two, we like watching a train wreck live.
Yes. And the thing is that you can't shine a light on something and chase it away at the same time.
Yeah.
And I'm not here to make enemies. I'm not a big fan of, like I said, of big controversy on this show because it distracts from what we're actually trying to do, which is have fun and talk about medical stuff. It just so happened we've got this global pandemic and Jim and Sam don't know how to talk about it. I mean, I love those guys. Well, they know how to talk about how it affects them, but as far as the science and stuff, you know what I mean.
Mm-hmm.
Dr. Teft isn't an actual doctor. Do they call him that? I think so. Anyway. By the way, I heard Dr. Steve Bell on Jim and Sam the other day. Oh, I am obsessed with Doug Bell. Scott doesn't know who I'm talking about because he doesn't listen to any of this stuff. But Doug Bell is one of Jim's characters, and he tells these endless, stultifyingly boring stories about Hollywood and stuff, and it's all, yeah, I was hanging out with Jen Lopez. You know, it's all these diminutive versions of people's names. And I said I wondered if he ever hung out with Jack Gacy. But anyway, some people will get that. He did Dr. Steve Bell the other day. Just because he knows I'm obsessed with it, he sent me a Doug Bell, two Doug Bell T-shirts and a Doug Bell mug. And I will be wearing the Doug Bell T-shirt to the WATP live event, which if you're listening to this on Saturday night, it's happening right now in Lombard, Illinois. And I'm hoping not to catch a breakthrough case of Delta variant COVID and not to be murdered. So if neither one of those things happen, I will consider it a success. This will be the first weekend I've spent away from home without my family since way before COVID. So anyway, no clue where I am. Oh, yeah. But anyway, why was I bringing up Doug Bell? See what he's in my head. Anyway,
right. let me just run down my notes as I was listening to his defense of why he did what he did as far as qualifying.
This call is 3 minutes long, so I'll cut it short at about a minute.
His vaccination records. So in the course of your short interview with him, we hear, number one, the reason he did it was, well, I have this job and I was going to get paid $50,000.
Yeah,
I
had a problem
I was
with
vaccinated,
that one too.
So. Yeah, that's why I did it. Okay, and surprisingly, you say, I get that.
No, I do get it. That doesn't mean I condone it. I get why people are motivated to do certain things. I get it that people don't want to pay their taxes. Mm-hmm. I'm not saying I agree with them cheating on their taxes. I'm just saying I understand. Yeah, and when you cheat on your taxes, I pay more. So right. That sucks. Mm-hmm. That's a whole other story.
But that course.
When I say I get that, I can empathize with someone's motivations. It doesn't mean I agree with what they did to accomplish their goals. Okay, and if I didn't make that clear enough, that's on me. Because no, I don't condone this at all. And other people got on me. Well. You know, you cut him slack on he didn't corrupt that woman. She was already corrupted. I'm just glad that a friend of mine didn't corrupt a 22-year-old nurse. She was already totally corrupt. And, you know, it doesn't excuse anything. I'm just glad he wasn't the one that did it. Mm-hmm. And if you can't understand that, I don't know what to tell you. That's just, you don't want somebody you know being that. That craven, yes. You know, that's all.
Yeah. Come back to the tape. You said that. I get that you did this.
I got it. I said that, and I got it, and I hope I explained what I meant.
To get $50,000. But I digress. Then we go to the next thing.
Now, you can't digress when you're going point by point. So anyway, it's okay, dude.
It's because the Hollywood types are telling me to get it.
Yeah, no, I don't get that either.
That was ridiculous.
It's ridiculous. Yeah, ridiculous. So, okay, we agree on that.
Vaccinated. I'm not sure who he's talking about. I don't watch commercial TV, so maybe there are some commercials out there with Hollywood people telling us to get vaccinated.
I don't know who he's talking about.
But you know
who
else is telling us to get vaccinated? Just about every medical professional in this
country.
Yes,
thank you.
Also, just about every...
Give yourself a bill!
...politician, both Republican and Democrat. And you know what? Every country on this earth, government, whether it's communist, totalitarian, what have you.
I know what you meant.
Everybody in the world is saying get vaccinated.
Well, except not everybody, but I know what you mean. There's an overwhelming number of people are saying that. I understand. I get it. I get what you're saying. How's that? See, it works both
then
ways.
It turns into, well... It's not FDA approved. That's why I don't want to get vaccinated. Okay. And I think one of you, maybe you said it. So if it gets FDA approved, you would get vaccinated?
Right. That was
me. You backed off on that, too.
Yes. Right. That's like my kids saying, I don't want a salad from Chick-fil-A. This is a terrible example. Because it's too, there's too much of a line there. So I get there, and there's no line, and so I get them a salad, and they go, I didn't want a salad. And it's like, well, wait a minute. So you just didn't want one, but you used that there was a line there to make yourself sound like you had a valid, you know, you were going out of your way to be nice to me, whereas what it really was you just didn't want to say you didn't want a salad. Again, a terrible example, but you kind of, I mean, is that a valid analogy?
Close.
Yeah.
I get
close
it.
Enough.
Yeah, close enough.
Okay. I like analogies, but I'm having a hard time coming up with them today because I'm pissed.
And the whole story about the woman that he gave the $100 to, you know, we're just assuming that that's all true.
Well, that's all you can do whenever anybody tells you a story.
Mm-hmm.
Hell, he may have gotten the damn vaccine. He's got a card that says he did. This could all be bullshit.
Yeah.
Just to wind us up. We don't know.
Yep.
So you're right. It could all be bullshit. Everything could be bullshit. The whole world is absurd. This universe is absurd. The fact that we're here to be the eyes and ears and to be the entities that regard, that allow the universe to regard itself is absurd. So, okay.
That he knew that this person was doing this as a regular side business.
Well, yeah. I mean, it's like you go to a prostitute and you know that Nellie June down there in the holler will,
you know what you're going to get when you bring
Yankee
money.
Cranky for,
right.
You know, then, yeah, then that's who you go to.
That's
you don't
right.
go to the old widder woman next door and just, you know.
Who offers this for free.
Well, okay.
She may not be giving you the real thing.
Well, maybe. I don't know. But anyway, again, a terrible analogy.
Terrible.
I'm just full of terrible
now
analogies.
Now I'm making it worse. Sorry.
I don't know if it's true, but yeah. You take him at his word.
Of course.
When he can't even keep his story straight in the 20 minutes you interviewed him about it.
Again, not my job. My job was, in my opinion, and dude, I think you and I are more on the page, but it's an entertainment show, so we got to have a little back and forth, and you don't have an opportunity to come back at me because it's my show. But I am trying to, again, my interest in this was not defending him nor condemning him, although I think it was pretty obvious that I didn't agree with what he did, and I didn't recommend anybody else do it either. But, I called him a vaccine prevaricator. I guess that just wasn't harsh enough for some people. But I was trying to shed light on the fact that this is happening.
It's real, yep.
And it's really easy to do, and there's no checks and balances for some of this.
Yep.
And there's vaccine cards. People have been pulled over, and they've got stacks of fake vaccine cards in their car. What do you think they're doing with those? So I kind of want to say that the vaccine card thing, if we're hinging our hopes on that we can go to a concert because everybody shows their vaccine card,
mm-hmm.
No, you got thousands and thousands of Stacey Deloaches out there.
Yep.
And in that regard, what he did was provide a very valuable service.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's kind of an awakening.
By coming clean about it.
Yeah, awakening.
I got to give him props for not shying away from this. There's no part of him that multiple times I asked him, do you want me to erase that?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
That he's like, no.
Yeah.
But no, I want it out there.
Yep.
Okay.
Fair enough.
Yeah. All right. Hang on.
And then he kept saying the vax card. Well, I've got a vax card.
Right.
He just kept saying it. You never once challenged him.
Yes, I did.
Oh, that's not true.
That is not true.
That is not true, no.
He said it's a real vaccine card. And I said, but you didn't have a real vaccine. It's a lie. Yeah. I know I said that.
No, I'm defending Dr. Steve here. A number of times you said, hey, man, that is not a real thing.
No, it's a real card. I get it. It's not a...
But it's not a real card because you got vaccinated.
It's not a counterfeit card. It's not a true card. I mean, it's what it says on it is not true.
Yeah, he has a vax card. It's a fraud.
Yes, I said that.
Mm-hmm.
Jillian, vax card. It's not legit. It's a piece of paper that says he got vaccinated,
right.
Which isn't worth anything.
Right, except it's signed by a real medical professional, so if he wanted to go to a concert, he can get in with that.
Right. Kind of reminds me of having a fake ID in the old, good old days.
Yeah. Except this is worse because you couldn't really go to the DMV.
No.
And go, here's $100. Give me an ID that says I'm 21. Because that's really more like what he did.
No, I agree. Yeah. Yeah. Just being a stupid kid and giving $20 to somebody for a fake ID so you can buy liquor.
He didn't get vaccinated. He admits that.
Right. Yes.
So stop telling everyone, as he did throughout the interview, well, I've got a vax card.
Okay. Well, you're upset with him, not with me. Okay. Mm.
It's legit.
Yep.
You know,
yeah.
Pacey had it right. he is an asshole for what he did and for his continued defense of what he's doing. Like you said last week, if his and anyone else's attitude is, I don't want to get vaccinated.
Whoops, and then it cuts off. I didn't do that. I wanted to hear that. He was getting ready to, you know, give me props for something I actually said.
And then
it cuts off. But, yeah, just if you don't want to do it, don't do it, but own it.
Yeah.
Just own it.
Yeah.
Okay. But I have other people saying, well, I can't own it because of my job. Well, then now you've got a conundrum, don't you?
And I think I told you earlier, I saw today, I think Delta Airlines did exactly what I suggested last week was they're allowing people not to get the vaccine, but they're making them do certain things. And one of the things is pay extra $200 a month for their health insurance,
yeah,
which I think is fair.
Yeah.
You know? So who knows?
Well,
thank
we do
you,
that
Stacey,
with smoking.
Yeah. Oh, it's exactly right. Yeah, we do it with smoking. We do it with
life insurance. If you're a smoker, you're paying a higher rate. So.
Yeah.
All right. Anyway. Ugh.
Thanks, Stacey.
Yeah, son of a bitch. God. We'd be talking about dicks and nuts if it wasn't for this.
Poop and stuff.
All right. Okay. But anyway, dude, hey, whoever you are, thank you for calling in. Actually, it was a really good call, and it gave me an opportunity to just kind of reinforce some things that maybe I didn't on the fly. I'll give you that. Obviously, I didn't, or you wouldn't have thought that I did. So, all right. Let's do this one. Let's see.
Hey, Dr. Steve.
Hey, man.
A long time listener, really long time. I've been following you since before.
Hey, thanks.
Well, since Opie and Anthony, like way back.
Yeah.
Parents, I think it was on NEW.
Yeah, it wasn't on NEW. I didn't know that. But yeah,
I'm just catching up. I don't have social media. I'm kind of an old school dude. I'm just catching up on the shows. I'm getting to the one post with Stacey Deloach.
Oh, Jesus.
And
I thought this.
I just wanted to let you know.
Honestly, I had this one tagged as props play first. I didn't realize this was another one of these, but anyway, we'll
kind of contrary to what that woman was saying, the one who left the voicemail is apparently not going to listen to you, even though you've been, you know, the voice of reason and a place for her to get real truth. That's the point. That's why we listen.
Hey, thanks, man. And by the way, we heard from her after, and she appreciated our response, and she's still a listener. She was just mad that day. I don't blame her.
It's because we can get the nuance on your show, right? In a world where everything just demands no nuance and sound bites and quick clips and instant opinions without really knowing all the information, that's the disgusting part of, you know, the world we live in right now.
Yeah, I told my kid the other day, because we were talking about, I mean, you know, right and left wing and all this stuff, and some of the trouble that the cancel culture and people getting in trouble. I said, you know, guys, I'm sorry I brought you into clown world. But just be true to yourself. Be honest to the people around you. And try to just, you know, actuate to the best you can. You have agency to have a good life. And you're just going to have to negotiate this, but you live in clown world, and I'm so sorry I brought you into this. And they were like, well, we like her. We're okay. But anyway, I just had to say that because I was really
You can't trust where you get your information. I'm huffing and puffing because I'm on my bike.
Oh, good.
I'm riding at lunchtime, trying to ride at lunchtime every day.
Wow.
Because to me, that's the most important thing, to try and eat right, get off my ass, like you tell us every day. For every show.
Yeah, I need to do it myself. I've got to get more exercise. My back is doing better.
Oh, good.
I'm putting off my surgery. I was supposed to go to UPenn in October, and one of my nurse practitioners has to have some surgery where she's going to be out for 8 weeks, so I'm going to put it off to after the first of the year. But anyway.
And that's probably one of the best things I can do.
Agreed.
From getting sick.
Yes.
Right, just keep my immune system healthy. Eat
yes,
better,
sir.
That kind of stuff.
Totally agree.
Anyway, I just wanted to let you know.
Hey, thanks, man.
I am a fan of the nuance. I think most of your listeners are. We want the nuance. Please keep the nuance present.
That's why we have so few listeners, but that's cool. I would like to preach to the converted on that one. And so if you're interested in nuance, this is definitely your place.
Keep defending it. I mean, I'm hearing you defend it right now, and I just really appreciate that.
Okay. Hey, thanks, man. I really appreciate you. That's good way to cap off the Stacey DeLoach stuff. So,
and anyway, that shall be the end.
All right. Oh. Let's see here. Let's do this one.
This is Dee from North Carolina. I have never heard of anyone having heart cancer. All the other organs clearly can have cancer. So my question is, can you get heart cancer?
Yeah. Yeah, that's... I'll give you one of these.
Give yourself a bill!
That is a really good question. Most... There are tumors that form in the heart, and most of them are not malignant. But there are some tumors that can be cancerous, and I've seen this maybe once. So the heart's a muscle. So muscles don't get adenocarcinoma, mm-hmm. which is cancer that is derived from rapidly dividing gland cells. Mm-hmm. And we don't get squamous cell carcinoma, which is cancer of rapidly dividing flat cells like of the skin or inside the lung. Because it's a muscle, it can't get those things because it doesn't have squamous cells to any appreciable amount, and it doesn't have any glands to any appreciable amount. Mm-hmm. But what it does have is muscle tissue, and so you can get sarcomas of the heart. They're so rare, I've only seen one in my career, and I've been doing this 35 years. You know, the primary malignant cardiac tumors are pretty rare. They looked at 12,000 autopsies recently, found 7 people with a primary cardiac tumor, although that's higher than I would have thought. Hmm. And even at Mayo Clinic, they'll see one person with a primary cardiac malignancy, you know, one that arose from the heart. Now, most cancers that are found in the heart come from other places in the body. Cancers that begin near the heart, like lung cancer and breast cancer, can grow to involve the lining of the heart. That's a pericardial sac. And when they do that, sometimes those cancer cells will secrete fluid into the pericardial sac. And when that happens, you'll get a pericardial effusion. So it's like a bag around the heart. And if you put enough fluid in there, now the heart can't expand. And if it can't expand, it can't pump. And they get a thing called pericardial tamponade. And that can be a medical emergency. So we'll go in and stick a needle in there to draw the fluid off, but it'll come back. So a lot of times with those folks, if they've got an otherwise decent lifespan ahead of them, they'll go in, crack their chest open, and take a window out of that pericardium. Mm-hmm. And then it just the fluid can just flow out to the rest of the body, and it'll just absorb it. So anyway, yeah, great question. You can get cancer of the heart. But you know, though, Dr. Scott, there's only love in the dark. Nothing I can say.
Yes.
Total eclipse of the heart.
The total eclipse of the heart.
Every now and then I fall down. No, I'm not going to do that. So, yeah, the best version of that is in Old School. No, you remember that? And the guy gets dropping F-bombs.
Oh, yeah.
Was it Old School or was it... It was Old School, right?
I think it was Old School.
Okay. All right. I would play it right now, but... somebody called in, and I can't say no to this after this show the way it was. So hang on.
Well, hello, CB Alien. This is Boogie.
Hey, I've been
trying to contact you in Kingsport a couple times while I was chasing those white line fevers.
Where?
And hey, Dr. Scott, how you doing?
What's up?
Hey, this is Boogie, and
you said that.
I just had a question with my feet.
Oh.
I'm a truck driver, obviously. If you can tell.
Nope.
I have a lot of references with.
Oh, boy. I can only tell because Opie used to say that the truck drivers have a lot of time on their hands, and they take a long time to get to the point. Yeah. But other than that, we don't profile, sir, so we would not have any reason to know that you were a truck driver.
Your truck driving stuff, also, yeah. shit.
Wow. Yeah, I was waiting for I'm going to punch out. All right. So I don't know what his question was, but I'm assuming he wanted to hear CB Alien.
Well, I'm pretty sure that's not what it was.
You don't think that's what it was? I think that's what we're...
I'm pretty sure that's not.
Listen, we're going to close with CB Alien. Don't forget to check out Dr. Scott's website at simplyherbals.net. Thanks to everyone at SiriusXM whose steadfast support of this show has never gone unappreciated. And we'll miss Fez Watley from now until the end of our days. And to my niece Holly, sorry you don't get the shout outs this time, but tell Steve Tucci to give you a good rogering as a consolation prize. All right, until next time, check your stupid nuts for lumps, quit smoking, get off your asses, get some exercise. We'll see you in 1 week for the next edition of Weird Medicine.
I was hauling my load, my route was tied. Had to make Baton Rouge by Friday night. All my life spent hauling freight. Next week, Tucson's on the slate. Well, I was thinking of my home back there in Caroline when a tiny little voice came over channel 19 saying, "Hey there, all you truckers. Highballing and hightailing. Won't one of you come on back to this one CB Alien?" Well, my daddy was a trucker just like y'all. He lost his life doing the big highball somewhere out there twixt Tau Ceti and Alpha Centauri. But I don't want to burden you with my lonesome story. I want to hear about you, 18-wheeler. Where are you going? Where are you been? Tell me about all the faraway places you seen. I want to hear about the trucker's life, its hopes and its failings. Won't one of y'all come on back to this one, CB Alien? Well, I talked to him for a while about hauling a load, about Smokey and truck stop coffee and why Chevy's better than Ford. He talked to me about how he and his daddy used to get in that rig of theirs and fly across the width of the galaxy, and a tear came to my eye. I said, "Ten fur, little buddy. I done told you plenty. What I'd like to know now is, what's your 20? Because you sound kind of sad and all alone, and I'd like to have an eyeball with you if you'll have me in your modest home." Well, he gave me directions they weren't too hard to follow. Just take a ride off I-85 at Eflin Exit. Go straight through Shady Holler. Go through two stop signs and look to your right, and I'll be waving at you from the split level ranch with the yellow bug light. Well, the house needed painting, that was plain, and my eye fell across a broken window pane, but there he was, all six arms a-waving and two leaning on the railing and a smile splitting his green scaly face. My buddy, CB Alien. Well, we shook hands, at least half of us did, and he brought out beer and snacks. I ate peanuts, he chewed on the lid. And he showed me some machinery so monstrous and big, emitting an eerie blue light, his daddy's CB rig. Well, he flipped on the power and the rig had began to glistening. He called, "CQ Andromeda, CB Alien listening." We talked to his buddies out there amongst the stars. Sirius, Antares, and a local QSO with Mars. Well, when we were through ratchet jawing with the Martians and others, I began to realize
all being's his brothers. And I looked at my little buddy so alone and so sad, and I said, why don't you come with me, CB Alien? There's plenty of good times to be had. Well, he's made a great little partner, good driver, don't need much to eat. Just some worms or bugs or maybe a hitchhiker for a treat. You might hear us sometime when we're hauling our freight. Give us a call, because me and CB Alien, we're flying 10-8.